Hello, how is everybody today? This topic has been inspired by a question that one of my clients asked me earlier today, which is, what can I get my staff members to do when there are no clients in her salon? At the moment, there are a lot of cancellations with everything that's happening in the world with the virus, including clients cancelling. Staff members calling in sick, like a lot of people are going through a bit of a tough time. But specifically, if you're finding that you're having a lot of clients either cancelling or not showing up, and you've still got team members there that you need to pay and they can't do the actual services in your business, then what are they to do? What can they do to help you continue to move the business forward and grow it? I have made a list of seven things, there may be more than seven, of things that you can get your staff members to do to help grow the business. Some of these things may not have an immediate return, but they're all still going in the right direction. So let me know if you like any of these, or if you want to try them, or if anybody has any other suggestions that you'd like to add, please type them into the comments of this video so that we can all help each other. So the first one is following up. Follow-ups can be either with existing customers or with people that inquired about a product or service, maybe in a message on Instagram or Facebook, but that did not book in yet. So a follow-up with a lead or an inquiry might look like your team member goes back into your Instagram or goes into your Facebook messages, scrolls back through conversations that you've had, looks for conversations with people that did not turn into a sale, or maybe someone that didn't even reply to a message, someone that ghosted you when you gave them the price or whatever, and just send a quick little message, something really short that's like, hey, Alexandra, I can see Alexandra's watching there. Hey, Alexandra, it's Carissa from this business. I know you inquired about this a little while ago. I just wanted to know if you're still interested. Smiley face. It can be that simple. And like they've got a choice either to ghost you again, or they might reply if they're still interested. You never know if you don't ask. And so many people, when they are wanting to buy something, they don't take any action at the time, but they still go and think about it and they still research. And sometimes the business that follows up is the one that gets the business. So, definitely a worthwhile thing to get your staff members to do at any time, basically when they have nothing to do. Follow-ups are always good. They can also follow up with customers, either with phone calls, text messages, DMs, emails, like a client that hasn't been in for a while or a client that is due to come in soon but hasn't made another appointment. They can go back through your appointment books, back through the history, and just send a similar message out that's something like, hey Jessica, I noticed it's been X amount of time since you came in and had X service. Did you want to make another appointment to come in because you're probably due for some maintenance soon? If so, just let me know. So it's really friendly, it's really simple, it's not pushy, but absolutely anyone can do that. Your team members can certainly do that. The next one is checking in or connection with clients as well. So this is more just along the lines of building relationships with clients, which is really important. You can either send an email out to your entire customer database, or you can do personal one-on-one messages where you're not trying to sell anything at all. You're just reaching out to people to see how they're going. It's really friendly and most people will like it and appreciate it. That you just check in and be like, hey, so and so, how are you going at the moment? Just was thinking of you and wanted to see what's going on. Something along those lines, or just, was thinking about you and wanted to see how you are. That was one of my favorite little ones that I'd send out to clients every now and then, or I'd also give them a little bit of a personal update on what was happening with me at the moment. Like, I had a nice Christmas with my family. Hope you did too. And yeah, that has no real purpose to try and get a client in other than it creates good feelings, good connection, and that's important with building like long-term relationships with customers. The next one is social media engagement. So yes, if your team members can actually create posts for you, then that's great. So that's another thing that they could do. But social media engagement is basically like, you know, if you follow your clients on Instagram or you add your friends as clients on Facebook, you can do either of those things. I used to do both when I had my salons. I do them both now. And you get them to just basically engage with your customers' content. So if your clients are posting selfies or updates or whatever, go and like a couple of them, watch the stories of your clients, like all of those little things are good for building engagement as well, because they'll see your name pop up that you've liked them, or they'll see your little thing come up of someone who's viewed their stories. It'll also help your social media engagement. If you want better social media engagement yourself with your stuff, then you know you have to engage with other people's stuff as well. The next one would be, yeah, creating social media posts or even making reels. So if you've got videos, like short videos or even live photos, I don't know if you know, like if you take live photos on your phone, you can go and turn them into short videos in the settings of your phone, and then you could make a little compilation video or a reel or a TikTok or something, just like showing off, you know, here's all of our favorite work that we did this week. Like let's say if you do lashes or hair or something like that, you could just have, you know, the top five hair results or lash results from this week, and just turn that into a little reel to share with your audience. Pretty simple. The next one is planning promotions. So I used to always like asking my team members for their ideas when it came to like what to sell or what to promote, because sometimes they can think of things that you would never think of yourself. Sometimes the ideas might not be what you want to do, sometimes they might be amazing, or sometimes you might take some parts of them and kind of work with it. But if you ask them to sit down for, you know, 30 minutes or an hour or something with a pen and paper, and think of ideas for specials, promotions, packages, themed offers, bundles, discounts, or like specific offers for specific people, like as an idea, you know, if you want to get more clients in who are mums, like what could you offer mums? If you want to get more clients in who are nurses, what could you offer a nurse? What would a nurse want? And kind of let them do some brainstorming for future promotions to run. The next one will be writing blogs. You can also use these blogs as social media posts as well, but specifically answering commonly asked questions that clients ask when they come in about your services. So if you have a blog on your website, or if you have a bunch of posts on your Instagram or on your Facebook that are answering common questions, one, it's great for the people that already follow you that haven't been in, that might have that particular question. And also when new people find you for the first time, they get their questions answered. It positions you as an expert. So, you know, some examples that come to mind might be if you are a cosmetic tattooist and you find that most people always have the same 10 questions. Does it hurt? Well, how long does it take? How long does it last? How often do I have to come in for a touch up? How will I know what they're going to look like? Will the color fade? Like all of those kind of questions, like they're all individual, topics that you could have a post about or that you could have a blog about. And as long as your staff members are knowledgeable, on the services that you provide and they're capable of answering those client questions, they should be more than happy or more than able to sit down with pen and paper and write all those up. Or it doesn't have to be pen and paper. I use pen and paper. You could type them up in the notes of your phone. You can use Google Drive. You can use whatever. But yeah, like writing blogs. You could also get them to learn something that's going to benefit them and the business in the future. It could be mindset improvement. It could be improving their sales skills. It could be improving their customer service skills. It could be improving, like building rapport with people. You could get them to watch a bunch of Tony Robbins videos. You could get them to read a book on a certain topic of something that you want them to get better at. You could get them to watch some YouTube videos on a specific topic that will enhance their skills, enhance their mindset, and add value to your business as well. And the last one is market research, which is always a good thing to do every now and then as well. You could ask them to go and basically stalk a bunch of other businesses in your industry, not necessarily in your area, but in your industry around the world, and just kind of collect data, I suppose, on like what kind of social media posts are doing well for them and getting the most engagement. What kind of promotions are they running that are getting the most engagement or that are standing out and getting attention? What does their website look like? What are their prices like? You don't need to copy any of this stuff, but you can take inspiration from it, and ideas from it. In fact, I don't recommend that you copy exactly what anyone else is doing. You want also always to have your own kind of brand and flavor and theme on it. But yeah, you can look at what's popular or what's going on in your industry right now and then take inspiration from that yourself. So those were a bunch of things. In case you don't know what to get your staff to do when you have no-shows, cancellations, or just a not busy day, I would recommend that you try some of them. If there's anything else that you do get your team to do, as I said, and you'd like to share it, please share it in the comments. Or if you have any questions about this or if this was helpful, I would love to know. Hope you're having a really great first week back of 2022. I feel like it's got, I mean, there's some shit happening, but it has got a pretty good vibe so far, I think. So yeah, love to know what you thought of that, if you're going to try any of them or if you want any more information about any of them. Pop it in the comments and I'll see you in the group. Bye!